Democrat-run Minnesota and Illinois file lawsuits over Trump immigration officer surge. By Amy Furr on January 13, 2026. Officials in Democrat-run Minnesota and Illinois are taking legal action against President Donald Trump to block a surge of federal agents. According to Reuters, the news coming as the Trump administration works to safeguard communities from illegal immigration crime. The officials are suing nearly a week after a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE officer shot and killed a woman in Minneapolis who allegedly weaponized her vehicle and struck the officer as agents were performing operations in the area, per Breitbart News. Reuters' Monday article stated, the lawsuit brought by Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison names as defendants U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and several U.S. immigration officials, asking a federal court in Minnesota to declare the surge unconstitutional and unlawful. Officials want the court to impose a temporary restraining order. Meanwhile, Illinois filed a similar federal lawsuit against the Trump administration on Monday over what Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker called DHS's dangerous use of force. The Illinois lawsuit asks the court to block U.S. Customs and Border Protection from conducting civil immigration enforcement in the state while seeking to curb tactics such as the use of tear gas, trespassing on private property, and the concealing of license plates to mask official operations, the Reuters article said. In September, ICE shared a list of the 30 worst elected officials who are on an unhinged crusade to protect illegal aliens. That list included Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., according to Breitbart News. Indeed, the outlet noted in December that data showed Illinois released nearly 1,800 illegal aliens who were charged with heinous crimes back into communities since Trump took office a second time in January 2025. Notably, ICE has been arresting the worst of the worst illegal alien killers and child rapists in Minnesota, Breitbart News reported Sunday. In addition, Minnesota is facing heavy backlash and investigations regarding massive alleged fraud linked to the Somali community. And Breitbart News reported January 5 that President Donald Trump is promising to cut off funds to the Somali-related fraud and corruption in California, Illinois, and Minnesota.